In this bulletin, airline Qantas to cut 6,000 jobs, around 1,000 Australian Defence Force personnel to head to Victoria to help fight the spike in coronavirus cases, and in football, Liverpool could win the English Premier League title tomorrow without even playing. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Qantas is shedding 20% of its workforce as the airline industry grapples with the coronavirus pandemic. 6,000 of Qantas's 30,000 employees will lose their jobs. The jobs will be lost across all parts of Qantas business. Another 15,000 employees will remain stood down for the time being, and at least 100 of the airline's 130 aircraft will be grounded for the next 12 months. There will be $15 billion in cost reductions over the next 3 years. Chief Executive Alan Joyce says the company has no choice but to get rid of jobs in the short term in order to save positions in the long term.
The actions that we're taking will have a huge impact on thousands of our people. This is something that weighs very heavily on all of us. This is something that we don't make a decision on very easily. But the collapse of billions of dollars in revenue leaves us with little choice if we are to save as many jobs as possible longer term.
The airline estimates around half of the 15,000 people stood down will return to support domestic flights by the end of the year. Around 1,000 Australian Defence Force personnel will be deployed to Victoria to assist with the efforts against the coronavirus. Following a request from the Victorian Government, around 850 Defence Force personnel will provide support for hotel quarantine monitoring. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds has told the Seven Network it's an extension of what Defence Force personnel have already been doing. Around 200 other Defence Force personnel will provide logistical and medical support for public testing initiatives. A coronavirus testing blitz is being rolled out across several suburbs of Melbourne. Victoria has registered 33 new cases of the virus today. Seven of those are returned travellers, nine are linked to known and controlled outbreaks, and six are a result of routine testing. And 11 cases are under investigation. Over the next 3 days, authorities will aim to test 50% of people in the Melbourne suburbs of Broadmeadows and Keilor Downs. After that, authorities will target those in Maidstone, Auburn Vale, Sunshine West, Hallam, Brunswick West, Fawkner, Reservoir and Pakenham. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says targeting the virus in these suburbs is key to improving Victoria's situation.
If we can find all the positives in those suburbs, then they can be home quarantined, they can be given the support that they need, and we can, despite the fact that numbers will likely go up as a result of that very focused, very targeted testing, we'll then be in a position to be confident that we have in fact contained it, and again, we're back consistent with the suppression strategy that we are all pursuing.
Two people in the state with the virus are receiving intensive care. New research shows young people are most at risk of financial stress post-coronavirus. The Consumer Policy Research Centre has found they've had to raid their savings and take on debt during the pandemic. The centre is warning the gap between people who received support during the pandemic and those who missed out will widen in the coming months. The research shows people aged between 18 and 35 are more worried about affording rent than other Australians. It reveals 34% had to access their savings and 8% had to access their superannuation. In football, Liverpool could clinch their first ever English Premier League title tomorrow. The runaway league leaders have defeated Crystal Palace 4-0. This means they will take an unsaleable lead atop the table if second-placed Manchester City fail to beat Chelsea in their game tomorrow. Liverpool have been champions of England 18 times. Only Manchester United have been champions of England more often. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth partly cloudy 20, Adelaide a shower or two clearing 16, Melbourne a possible shower 17, Hobart a possible late shower 14, Canberra partly cloudy 13, Wollongong sunny 18, Sydney similar conditions 19, Newcastle sunny and 19 degrees, Brisbane much the same 22, for Cairns, mostly sunny 27, and Darwin, sunny 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.